I think we took some very drastic steps last year during the budget crisis, which hasn't been a year ago. But honestly, if I have to admit, we probably should have implemented some of those changes during the maybe two or three previous years. We wanted to, we had talked about it, but seeing that our employees were not getting any raises to their income levels, we just felt that it wasn't in our employees' best interest to drastically increase the healthcare cost to them. Hindsight, we probably should have done that a little sooner, but we didn't. Now, last year we had to create some really dramatic changes in deductibles, in co-pays, and it's been painful for our employees. To a great extent, county employees have shouldered the burden of balancing the county budget for this year. Now, I know that's not a pleasant thing to say. The county council will not like hearing it, but it's the truth. Not all of it, but they shouldered, about $1 million worth. And it's been difficult to watch. Now, going forward, I just do not think we can see any additional increases in our health care costs or requirements to our employees at their current salary rates. I'm confident that now our benefits are very much in line with the private sector. Previously, county health benefits have been such a great deal for county employees. That's why employees have chosen to work with the county. But that's no longer the case. They're not bad benefits, but they're now in line with the benefits that you probably have.